begins in your energy system. It only sounds odd because you haven't stopped to think about it. To start with, we know that certain people can perceive things in ways that science has not yet been able to explain. We've all heard stories of people who knew when a loved one was in danger or had suddenly died. Perhaps you have had this experience yourself. We don't scoff at these kinds of experiences anymore. They have too often proved true. This is now an accepted part of our understanding of how the world works. We don't care that it is supposedly impossible for people to know such things about distant loved ones. We know it happens. We no longer doubt that sometimes human beings are able to communicate non-verbally over great distances. Through some mechanism we don't yet understand, our human sensing equipment is extremely sensitive to sudden declines in the energetic vibration of special people in our lives. In fact, our inborn vibration sensors are far more sensitive than anything science has yet developed. The ability to perceive the energetic vibration of other people is like any other human ability, from singing to sprinting. If you work on developing it, you get better at it. This is why I can read and analyze others' energetic vibration. I may have been born with a heightened sensitivity to others' energy, just as some people are born with perfect pitch, but I have also been honing my gift for more than 15 years. Why do you need to know about high frequency and low frequency vibration? Two reasons. First, because you have the ability to either raise or lower your vibration, which has a direct impact on your health and happiness. Second, because in the world of vibration, like attracts like, and you want to be very careful of what vibrations you invite in. Low vibrations attract other low vibrations. High vibrations resonate with other high vibrations. This law of vibrational attraction is another experience we have all had. Think back to a time when you met someone with whom you immediately clicked. You sensed in her a like-minded person, someone who would get you. Communicating with her was a snap. Sometimes you didn't even need words. A look would do it. A shrug of the shoulders. You were operating on the same wavelength. Well, that was literally true. The frequency of your electromagnetic vibration, high, low, or in between, was in sync with the other person's. You resonated with each other. The same thing happens with illness. When your energy drops from the high vibration of good health to the low vibration of exhaustion or depression, you risk resonating with the low vibration of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, or the common cold. This is how you catch a disease. Now, we don't usually talk about catching cancer or heart disease, but this is actually what happens. Unless the illness, like some types of cancer, is caused by environmental toxins like asbestos or radioactivity. When your energy vibrates at the same low frequency as a particular illness, you are opening a direct line to it, so to speak. And the longer your vibration continues to be low, the greater risk you run for contracting the illness. This is what is so helpful about medical intuition, because all illness begins in your energy system. A medical intuitive can detect a low vibration in your energy field and chakras before a full-blown illness takes hold. We are like an elegant early warning system, the best kind of preventive medicine.